Hi everyone and welcome back to A Plus English. I'm Erin.
And I'm Laura.
And we are talking about smelly foods.
But hey, they can sometimes taste great or
That's
okay, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like stinky tofu, okay. I love it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
well, and some people love it, right. But some people hate the smell so much they just won't even try it.
But we were talking about natto, and I love natto.
Yeah, okay. No, this is a breakfast food that Japanese people eat, right? And it's made by boiling and fermenting beans. And what does it look like?
Well, it's brown and sticky. And, you know, some people might think it smells like feet.
But not Laura.
No, I don't think so. I think it's okay.
I've never smelled it, so I don't really know. But I'm not sure if I would like it. Okay, so they eat natto with rice and kirashi, which is kind of like a yellow mustard.
That's right.
Now, we also learned about another Korean food. It's called hanggyal ho, and it's made of fermented skate, which is a type of fish.
I don't think I'll like it, because it doesn't sound so... it doesn't really interest me,
Well, if you like natto,
I might
you
like
could
this.
Still try the smelly foods, but it's a 4 out of 5 smellies, so maybe not. All right, well, this dish is sometimes served with kimchi, balsam, or mak. Gyoli, which are all other interesting Korean foods that I probably can't say the name of. All right, well, let's find out 2 more interesting smelly foods today.
Smelly food around the world.
Vige Belon. How smelly is it? Smelly food isn't just an Asian thing. Vige Belon is a cheese from France.People use cow's milk to make it and wash it with beer while it matures. The milk and beer make a terrible smell. However, the cheese itself has a pleasant flavor. Surströmming. How smelly is it? Another smelly food is surströmming, or fermented herring from Sweden. Because it's so smelly, people often eat it outside.They also open the can underwater to stop the smell from going everywhere. Like Vige Belon, though, some people say surströmming tastes better than it smells. So if you have the chance to try something smelly, don't be afraid. You might end up thinking it's delicious.
Word power!
While.While. Heather set the table while Darren cooked dinner. Heather set the table while Darren cooked dinner. Pleasant. Pleasant. We had lunch together and then went shopping. It was a pleasant day.We had lunch together and then went shopping. It was a pleasant day. Outside. Outside. Smoking makes the air smell bad, so people have to do it outside. Smoking makes the air smell bad, so people have to do it outside. Chance.Chance. I finally got the chance to fly in an airplane. I finally got the chance to fly in an airplane.
Okay, let's get started straight away by finding out how many smelly stars this dish has. It's called Vieux Boulon. It's a French food because that's a French name.
Right.
And it has 3 out of 5 smelly foods. 3. I can give my numbers right here.
Oh.
Okay, so 3 out of 5 smelly stars.
I thought they were going to give us a 5 out of 5 this time. Okay.
Oh, I don't know.
好啦，那这一次呢，我们要看到的是，哎，应该看起来是像法式的这个食物哦，法国的食物当中就是。Vieux Boulon, OK, 老布洛涅起司。它的难闻指数呢有3颗星呢。
No, you are right in that cheese can be very smelly sometimes.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And it says here, smelly food isn't just an Asian thing.
Ah, okay. 所以呢，难闻的食物呢，不只属于亚洲。When we say it or something is a 什么什么 thing, 就是表示这是属于什么什么的事情或者只有什么什么才懂的事。像是可能你跟你爸爸好像说啊你才不懂啦这就是女生才懂的事情。You wouldn't understand that. It's a girl thing.
Okay. Well, let's find out what this dish is. It's not from Asia. It says here, Vieux Boulon is a cheese from France.
Okay, so Vieux Boulon cheese 是来自于法国 We know that already.
Let's find out what it is. It says, people use cow's milk to make it and wash it with beer while it matures. So most cow's milk makes cheese.
Right.
But not many cheeses get washed with beer. So in that sentence, we said we're using cow's milk to make it,While it's maturing, while it's getting older, we wash it with beer.
Yes.
So we use this conjunction while to say something specific. So before we talk about it, let's spell it. It's spelled W-H-I-L-E, while. Let's find out what it means now.Okay, we're using the conjunction while in that sentence. Now, we use the word while when we're talking about two different actions. Here, we're using the word while to say that one action is happening during the time that another action is happening. So they're kind of happening at the same time. So during the time that milk matures, people wash it with beer. Here's an example sentence.Heather set the table while Darren cooked dinner. Heather set the table while Darren cooked dinner.
While 是个连接词，所以是两个动作在发生的时候，它用来连接，就是当什么的时候，什么时候也发生了。比方像是 someone called while you were out, or the phone rang while I was doing the dishes. So two actions happening, right? 或者是刚刚的这个我们的例句提到，就是 Heather 在 Darren 煮晚餐的时候，布置了餐桌。所以回到课文，他说人们是使用牛奶制作刚刚的提到的 cheese, 而且在它熟成的同时呢，用啤酒冲洗它 ，mature 其实就是有发酵、成熟的意思。
Okay, so the smell of milk is okay. The smell of beer is okay for some people, but together, no. It says here, the milk and beer make a terrible smell.
I actually want to smell it for some reason.
Well, just to see.
Okay, so.发酵的牛奶跟这个啤酒会散发出很糟糕的味道。
Okay, now here is something interesting about this special cheese. It says, however, the cheese itself has a pleasant flavor. So it might have a bad smell, but it has a pleasant flavor. Now, we're going to find out what this word pleasant means, if it's good or bad. It's an adjective. It's spelled P-L-E-A-S-A-N-T, pleasant. Let's find out what it means. Okay, we're talking about the adjective pleasant. We described a pleasant flavor. Now, something that's pleasant is nice or enjoyable or something that makes you feel happy. Now, a pleasant taste is something that tastes really good. Here's an example. We had lunch together and then went shopping. It was a pleasant day.We had lunch together and then went shopping. It was a pleasant day.
Pleasant 这个形容词就是令人愉悦的，像是 have a pleasant day or have a pleasant afternoon or we had a pleasant conversation. 就是让你开心的嘛。所以回到刚刚的例子，就是说我们一起吃了午餐，然后去逛街，真的是怎么样 ？It was a pleasant day, 美好的一天。所以课文提到就说。然而呢，因为前面讲它多臭啊，怎么样？但是这个 cheese 本身，尝起来倒是很好吃哦。Flavor 就是味道。I think that could work.
Okay, so a smelly smell,
right?
A tasty taste.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, the next food we're going to talk about is another word I don't know how to say.
Ooh.
So let's figure out what it is. And guess what? 5 out of 5 smelly stars.
Wow.
So this food is called surströmming. And how smelly it is? How smelly is it? 5 stars.
Okay, 所以接下来要进入到本课的就是最厉害的、最臭的五颗星的，就是盐腌鲱鱼、mm-hmm. 五颗星臭度。
Okay, well, here in the article it says another smelly food is surströmming or fermented herring from Sweden.
Nice. Okay,、mm-hmm. 所以另外一个难闻的食物呢，其实就是我们刚刚提到盐腌鲱鱼。或者称为发酵过的鲱鱼，那它来自哪里？就是 Sweden， 也就是瑞典。
Mm-hmm. Now, like the fermented skate, that fish from Korea, this is also fermented fish. Okay, so herring is a special fish. And here it says, because it's so smelly, people often eat it outside.、Mm. So don't open that in your house. Just like the durian. Don't open that durian in your house. Mm-mm. All right, so outside here is an adverb. It's spelled O-U-T-S-I-D-E, outside. Let's find out what it means. All right, we're talking about the adverb outside. These people only eat this food outside. Here, outside means not inside a building. So if you have a house, it means you're outside the house, that sort of thing. Here it says, as an example, smoking makes the air smell bad.So people have to do it outside. Smoking makes the air smell bad, so people have to do it outside.
Outside, outside, 就是一个副词，表示在室外或是户外的意思。比方像是 The children love playing outside. 哇，孩子们都很喜欢在外面玩，户外玩。那这是一个副词，所以它是要修饰动词。Or she took the dog outside、mm-hmm. or out. Okay,、mm-hmm. 那刚刚的例句提到就是抽烟会让空气闻起来很糟，所以人们必须到户外抽烟。Or just don't smoke, guys.、
Mm-hmm.
Okay,、Smart. 回到课文，就是因为它太难闻了，人们常常在户外吃。Just like durians, don't eat it near me.
All right. Well, this fish is so smelly, people have to go outside. Now, there's something else they have to do. They can't just...open this fish out everywhere. It says here, they also open the can underwater to stop the smell from going everywhere.
Whoa, I wonder how smelly it is. Okay.
I think it's 5 out of 5 stars.
I don't want to try this.
No.
他们也在水中要打开罐头，罐头就是 can,、mm-hmm. 以防止味道弥漫四周。Okay, 那 can 其实我们可以用像是汽水罐的罐头，就是 a soda can,或者我们可以当作量词，像是一罐什么东西，像是 a can of tomatoes.
Okay, so where are they opening this can of fermented herring?
Underwater,、mm. 在水下, so they can only try this maybe near the beach.
Right, or if they're at a lake or a river.
That's so funny.
Maybe they just have a bucket and they put it in the water.
That sounds really funny.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, it says here, like Vieux Boulon, though,Some people say surströmming tastes better than it smells.
Okay, 所以它但是这个跟这个 Vieux Boulon 我们之前提到的 cheese 一样，有人说它吃起来其实是比闻起来好吃呢。
Mm-hmm. Now, when something tastes better than it smells, we're saying that it might smell bad, but it can also taste good.
Yeah, just、mm-hmm. like stinky tofu or、mm-hmm. nut dough. Now, a lot of people told me durians smell bad、mm-hmm. but taste good.But I don't believe that. I still don't. You've tried
them? I don't know. I haven't tried it either.
It's gross. Every time I eat it, they'll say, well, you know, it's an acquired taste. You'll like、mm-hmm. it next time you have it. But I never liked it. 我每次吃每次生气就是恶心。可是Maybe some people out there might be a big fan.
So. Yeah. And you know what? You did try it. And、
yes.
you're allowed to not like it. All right. Here in the article, it says, so if you have the chance to try something smelly, don't be afraid.、
Mm.
Now, we talked about having a chance to try something smelly. Chance is a noun. It's spelled C-H-A-N-C-E, chance. Let's find out what it means.
All right, we're talking about the noun chance. A chance is a time when something is possible to happen. Now, this is more true when we want this thing to happen. So there's a chance you could see your favorite singer tomorrow. We want that to happen. And saying there's a chance means it might come true. Here's an example. I finally got the chance to fly in an airplane. I finally got the chance to fly in an airplane.
Chance 就是机会，那如果你要表示有个机会非常难得，一生可能只有一次，你就可以说 This is the chance of a lifetime. 或者如果你想要跟对方解释，如果在申请，可能说 Give me a chance to explain, 给我一个机会解释。刚刚的例句提到的还不错，就是我终于有机会坐飞机啦。那回到课文，他说，所以如果你有机会尝尝难闻的食物 ，Don't be afraid， 不要害怕。
You never know, it might taste good.
I know.
That's why it says here, you might end up thinking it's delicious.
Not durians, though. Okay, 你最后可能会觉得它很好吃。End up 就是最后变成怎么样，到最后会如何如何。Okay, so for example, the book ended up in the trash. 那本书最后怎么跑到垃圾堆里面啦？ Or she ended up rich. 她后来成为富婆之类。好，想知道更多有关 end up 的用法，当然要看我们今天的 magic box. And stay tuned for our wrap up later.
Okay.
Magic Box， 找亮点。
生活在宫内，不管是太监、是宫女、是大臣，甚至是皇后，做人做事都要有方，进退要得宜。要是说了不该说的，做了不该做的，就是天神下凡也救不了你了。You might end up.Dead， 可能就此丧失了你的性命，所以我魏璎珞在这边要教你，你就得好好听了，不然到时候后悔来不及啦。End 这个字就是结束了，例如看戏最后秀出来的 The End 就表示结束了，而这个字当作动词使用一样是结束了，最后怎么样了意思，我们很常能跟 up 连用， End up 这个动词变语就表示最后变成，到最后会怎么样。例如刚刚说的 You might end up dead， 在宫中不长眼，最后可能就丧命了。现在我们知道了 end up 是什么意思，这个片语跟思思一样，用法有三种。首先呢，我们刚刚看到 end up dead 就是第一种， end up 再加上形容词的用法，这个形容词啊，我们就是要表达最后结局的状态，例如最后丧命了，我们就加上形容词dead， 或者是呢，你也可以很开心，最后结局很开心 ，end up happy， 或者是呢，我结果迷路了 ，end up lost， 这些呢，在后面加上形容词都是可以的。那另外两种用法该怎么使用呢？你可以比照刚刚使用形容词的用法，加上副词或者是地方副词，一样呢是表示最后结局的状态。The gangsters ended up in jail. 歹徒最后被关进监牢里边了。The gangsters ended up in jail. 或者是呢，我们几位妃子约好了今年暑假要一起去后花园野餐，哈哈哈哈！但是最后下了大雨，所以呢，只好在餐厅里一起用膳了。We were going to the picnic in the garden, but we ended up in the restaurant because of the rain.最后就在餐厅里边了。We ended up in the restaurant. 这个是呢我们第二种的用法。第三种用法呢，我们则是可以在 end up 后面呢加上动名词。例如呢，以前我还是宫女的时候呢，有些宫女动作慢，我帮着她们一起刺绣，一起合作，怎么知道到最后全部都变成是我的工作了。I ended up doing all the work myself. I ended up doing all the work myself. 最后全部都是我自己做完了。所以 end up 这个片语就表示结果怎么样了，我们呢可以在后面加上形容词。 或是呢，你可以加上副词、介系词表示地方，或是呢，我们也可以加上 V-I-N-G 动名词，这样子 end up 结局怎么样，你也记起来了吗？
Wait for it. It's review time. 复习时间到喽。
All right, welcome back to review time. It's time for fill in the blank activity. So I hope that you guys listened very carefully when I explained power words. Okay, Laura knows her stuff, so I'm going to give her a little fill in the blank quiz here. Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay, number one. He left and I missed my blank to say goodbye.
Oh, 我失去跟他道别的机会吗? Is a chance?
Mm-hmm. And we know that because we often say, miss your chance. Mm-hmm. Here's another one. Derek spent a blank afternoon reading a book.
Oh, I like that.
That sounds so nice.
I know, 听起来好像很棒，对不对？所以他应该是度过一个很美好的下午 a pleasant afternoon.
That's right. That sounds a nice way to spend an afternoon. All right, here's another one. Since it's such a nice day, let's eat blank.
Oh, 因为外面天气不错嘛。So it's, I wouldn't say stay in because it's like the weather's nice. So let's eat outside.
That's right. That's sometimes too hot to do that in Taiwan or rainy. But in Canada, we eat outside all the time. It's nice. Here's another one. I gained a lot of weight, blank. I was on holiday.
That happens very often. 就是呢，当你出去度假的时候呢，或者是呢，在放假的时候，你一定很容易变胖。所以当什么什么时候就是 while.
That's right. So one thing happened during another thing. So we use the conjunction while to put those two things together. All right. Well, there are lots more words in that article that you can do fill in the blank activities with too. Find a friend and make them answer some questions for you. For now, we're going to say goodbye. So for A Plus English, I'm Erin.
And I'm Laura.
Bye-bye.
Smelly food around the world.
Veuge Boulon. How smelly is it? Smelly food isn't just an Asian thing. Veuge Boulon is a cheese from France. People use cow's milk to make it and wash it with beer while it matures. The milk and beer make a terrible smell. However, the cheese itself has a pleasant flavor. Surströmming. How smelly is it? Another smelly food is surströmming, or fermented herring from Sweden. Because it's so smelly, people often eat it outside. They also open the can underwater to stop the smell from going everywhere. Like Veuge Boulon, though, some people say surströmming tastes better than it smells. So if you have the chance to try something smelly, don't be afraid. You might end up thinking it's delicious.
While. Heather set the table while Darren cooked dinner. Heather set the table while Darren cooked dinner. Pleasant. We had lunch together and then went shopping. It was a pleasant day. We had lunch together and then went shopping. It was a pleasant day. Outside. Smoking makes the air smell bad, so people have to do it outside. Smoking makes the air smell bad, so people have to do it outside. Chance. I finally got the chance to fly in an airplane. I finally got the chance to fly in an airplane.